The pasuk says, "Vigishoy el adeles." You bring him close to the door. This is Perik Chaf Aleph Pasuk Vav. Verotza Adoinav his oznoi b'maritzeya, and the master pierces his ear with an awl. Rashi explains from Chazal why the ear. Why more the ear than any other limb in the body? Oizen sheshom al Har Sinai, the ear that heard on Har Sinai. Loi signoif. V'holach he went v'gonof. He went and stole, Tirutzah gets pierced. It's the famous kasha everybody asks is, why now does he get his ear pierced for stealing rather than earlier on when he actually stole? Also, the second question we can ask is that the Lashna Chazal is the ear that heard on Har Sinai. Sounds like the Aseres HaDibrois. And Loi Signoif. Loi Signoif in the Aseres HaDibrois means one should not kidnap. It doesn't mean one should not steal. So why are we referring to kidnapping here? This person stole, he didn't kidnap. So if Schwab in his Sefer, he says, Pshat is, when a person kidnaps somebody else, what is he doing wrong? It's not stealing the person from himself. He still has himself. He's not stealing him from his parents, not from his wife, not from his children. Who is he stealing him from? He's stealing him, he says, because none of those are the Bailim. Who is the Bailim of a person? Is the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're stealing the person that you want to rule over him, and the Rabbeinu Shalom won't ever say, it's you who decide what this person does. So you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamlich yourself on that person. You prevent him from being an Eved Gomer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like a person who kidnaps somebody, what is he doing wrong? He's stopping the person who Avidas Hashem. Somebody who goes and sells himself, stays, he wants to remain an Eved. His time is up and he wants to stay. What's he doing wrong? He is mamlich that Odoin over himself instead of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's ki'ilu, he's kidnapping himself. Just like you're kidnapping, you're stopping the person who Avidas Hashem. There's somebody else. You're putting yourself over the person who you're kidnapping. Here too, you're putting your own Odoin over you. You're doing exactly the same thing as kidnapping. Kidnapping yourself. So the ear that heard on Har Sinai, Loi Signoif, don't kidnap. And here you go and kidnap yourself. Similarly, the Chizkuni says over here, quotes a Medrash, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Gezarti Al Yisrael, I made a Gzeri on Klai Yisrael to be a Shibud for Arba Mea Shona, to be in servitude for 400 years. V'Katarti HaShibud, I shortened the time they were supposed to be there. And this person, who is time for him to get out of being an Eved, not only does he not shorten it, which that he can't do, but he goes and he lengthens it. That person, Yiritza, he gets his ear pierced, Bikli with a Keli, Shur Oila Begematria, Arba Meos. Maritzea, an all, is a Gematria 400, to Meramas to him, that he is being a Kabbal on himself, this extra Avdus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take us out of Avdus, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, and he goes as a Mekabal Avdus, so you pierce him with an all, which is Gematria 400. A similar concept, not exactly the same, you see in Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel Yud Dalet, it says, V'chi yishal ish me'imre'ehu. A person borrows an item from his friend. So the rule is, by borrowing, a person is chayiv for everything, every oinus, everything is chayiv for. There is a special p'tor by a shoyl. And this will answer a kasha we could ask. Every person comes down to this world, like we mentioned from a Schwab, you don't own yourself. Your neshama is a chelik v'lekam imal. You are owned by the Ribbono Shel'olam. Your guf, your neshama, is on loan to you. It's on loan for you to be served HaKadosh Baruch with it. So, if our guf and neshama are on loan, and a person now does a chet, even if you do the chet b'shoigig, b'oinus, he should be chayiv, because a shoyl is chayiv in a shoigig and an oinus. So how is it that we're potter when we're even avera b'oinus, when we're a shoyl? So we look in the parasha of shoyl, and there's a p'tor. What is that p'tor? You can get out of all the chiyuvim in Baal of Imoy. If at the time you borrow the item, at that time you also borrow the owner, meaning he is also working for you at the same time. He does some avoda for you. You ask him to help you with something. Baal of Imoy, lo yishalim. If he is part of the transaction as well, then you're part of him paying. So a person is chayiv ba'oinus, even when you borrow. But you got this Torah you can use. So a person's neshama and guf are borrowed from the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you get out of it? Ba'al avimoi lo yishalim. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is with you, wherever you go, whatever you do, you have the Ribbono Shel Olam with you, then you don't have to pay. Then you'll have that Torah. So it's so important that a person, every action he does, he has the Ribbono Shel Olam with him. He's Oyv Lashem in everything he does. That way, you'll have ways of getting out the chaton that a person does. Just like we say in davening, in the David Hashem, Achas Sho'alti Me'is Hashem. One thing I borrowed from Hashem. Toises of Menoches, Dav Yud Ches says, Achas is Meramas to the Neshama. Achas, the Neshama, you could explain. Sho'alti is borrowed Me'is Hashem. But it's got to be Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei. It's got to be that I'm attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then it doesn't have to worry you, the fact that it's borrowed. Pasuk says, Perek Chalaf Aleph Pasuk Gimel, Imbal Ishahu, if the Eved has a wife, the Yotza Ishto Imoy, after 6 years when the Eved leaves, his wife leaves with him. And Chazal asked the question, his wife wasn't an Eved, so why is she leaving with him? And Chazal say a pshat in it. There's a pshat from in Teferis Yonison, the Rebbe Reb Yonison, Yonison Ibershitz, and this pshat he says, you will hear many times this concept, that Mitzvah Shem, you'll hear Shalom Bayis, Shiurim, people teach you about Shalom Bayis, and there's one story you're going to hear many, many times. Every Shalom Bayis Shir says it over. A story of the Rabbi Aryeh Levine, when he came to the doctor with his wife, and he spoke to the doctor, and he said to the doctor, our foot is hurting us. As he felt his wife's pain was also his pain as well. Rabbi Yonason says, this, what Rabbi Aryeh Levine said, is a Mefurish Pasuk in this week's parasha. In Baal Ishahu, if he's married, the Yotze Ishtayimo, his wife goes out with him. Was she an Eved? Yeah. If her husband's an Eved, she feels his pain. When he goes free, the wife feels she's also going free. The Pasuk says, Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Vav, you see the donkey of your friend, of your enemy, is crouching under its load. And you hold back from helping him. You shall surely help him. And Chazal tell us, you are only obligated to help your friend with something if he also works together with you. But if he sits back and says, you load it, or you unload it, you have a mitzvah to do, you're not mechuyev to do it. He has to help you with it. I've been over this many times. I've had people help me with things. I have two left hands, so I was over this. They came to help me, and they landed up doing everything because I wasn't able to help them at all. But they were part of them. I wasn't imoy. I wasn't with them. So, imoy. Azov tars of imoy. The first part of the pasuk is, v'chadalta me'azov loy, and you hold back from helping him. The Pasuk is telling us there are times you can hold back. When is that? Me'azoiv loy. From helping him, not imoy. In other words, he's not going to join you. You have the right to hold back. And there's an unbelievable kleyok over here. And the kleyok argues with a Chavetz Chaim. The kleyok says, Umikan tshuva al mixas aniyim. Here there's a taina on certain poor people. B'nei amenu, our people. Hamatilim esatzmom ala tzibur. They put themselves on the tzibur. They're collecting money instead of getting a job. Why are they going around collecting? Why don't they just go to work and they'll have parnasa to live? Ve'enam reitzim lasis shum melacha. These are the words of the kliyaka. They don't want to work. They want you to support them. And here is a taina. Azoif tazoif imoy. Only if he's doing what he can. And he can't support himself, you help him out. But he cannot tell you to do the whole thing. So he says, even if they're capable and they're complaining, again, that's not an excuse. If they're capable and they're complaining, let him go to work. Contrast this with the words of the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim is written in the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah, in Parshas Beshalach, in Ma'aseh LeMelech, at the bottom of the page. And he was always Mamlitz Toiv on the Aniyim. When people would complain, they're lazy. and live on other people's cheshbon. So he once said to his son Reb Leib, Chazal say, before a person is born, they announce if he's going to be an usher or an oni, rich or poor. When they make this announcement in heaven, then they give him the yecheles. They give him those capabilities they give him, which will either make him rich, or perhaps a lack of capabilities or disabilities that will make him poor. An usher is born with zrizus, eagerness, energy, koiches, to make himself rich, to make money. If someone is destined to be an oni, says the Chafetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the opposite. He creates him internally, in his genetic makeup, with laziness, with no enthusiasm. He's born, he describes it, with lead hands. He has no desire to make money. What he wants to do is eat, and even that, he can't bring himself to do the work for it. He doesn't want to work hard. That's his whole goal in life. So we have to have rachmanis to such a person. He was created psychologically. He's not able to do it. It's a psychological problem, and it's even a physical problem. The Ribbono Shel Olam created him with these disabilities in him. And therefore, he says, we have to feel his tzar. It's not his fault. So again, it would seem the Klei Yochai and the Chafetz Chaim are arguing with each other. Again, it's always kedai in such instances that we also want the Ribbono Shel Olam to go easy on us and give us when we're not deserving. We're not putting in the work, and we want the schar from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So again, the Ribbono Shel Olam is always a shadow of what we do. It's kedai to go easy on the aniyim. I try always, every person who comes to me, I try always give every one of them. Sometimes you can make a mistake, as you know about. But try and give each one, even if it's a quarter, give a dollar, but give something. You're in shul. Most people who don't give the quarters out in shul, it's not pshat. It's not pshat when they don't give the quarters out. It's they want to save the quarter. Pshat is they can't be bothered. Or of course, they might tell you it's there. Kavon and davening. So again, if they're really davening such kavon, okay. But most people, it's a strain to do it. It'll cost them. It cost me today, Envision it's $2 today at the quarters. If you didn't notice, I was missing today from davening. And when I say Envision it doesn't mean at 10 o'clock. I was there the quarters at 7 million. The Pasuk says, Im anoy sane oisoi, but Parak Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Beis. If you cause pain to a widow or to an orphan, Kim Tzoik Yitzhak Elai, if you cry out to me, Shemaya Eshma Tzakosom, I will listen to their cries. And then the Pasuk says, V'hoyu Nesheichem Almonis, your wives will be widows, Uv'neichem Yosaimim, and your children will be orphans. Now, if your wives are widows, that means that you're dead. So automatically, your children are orphans. Why did he need to add the word, and your children will be orphans? And you look in Rashi for Pshat. I saw Pshat in the Sefer Nachlas Yirmiyahu. It's Rabbi Friedman in Montreal, who happens to be the father-in-law of Rabbi Bash Manal in Yeshiva Spring Valley. So he says a Pshat that when a woman becomes an almona, there are two types. There's a type of woman becomes an almona, she realizes she now has to take care of the family. And she takes that responsibility. And she finds tremendous koiches. And she does everything that's necessary to do to keep the family running smoothly. And then there's another type where not only does she not take over her husband's duties, but she falls apart herself. She's so broken. And she's miyayish. She gives up hope so much. She falls apart. So the Pasuk is saying, your wives will be widows. Obeneichem yisaimim. Not only they'll be a yosim from you, there'll be a double yosim. There'll be a yosim even from the mother, because she'll fall apart also. In Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, it says, Ki yignoy ish shoyer oiseh, a person steals an ox or lamb, v'tovchoy oimacharoy, he slaughters it or sells it, chamisha boki yishalem, he pays 5 tachsa shoyer, and arbam 4 times for the tzoyin, for the sheep. Rav Shmuel Welzner in Bnei Brak, he said that we look what happened in the previous generation, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over Klal Yisrael in the Holocaust, Tvicha, for Mechira. Klal Yisrael was almost destroyed. Large numbers of Klal Yisrael were wiped out. There was mamish a Tvicha there. So when a person, when the Pasuk tells us, Shairei Seh, when you give over, you have to pay back four or five. When you give over for Tvicha Mechira, you have to pay four or five times the amount. If you look at previous generations, particularly my generation was the generation without grandparents. I was zoiche to have four grandparents, but I don't know people in my class who did. Most people didn't have grandparents, had one or two grandparents. I don't know anybody when I was a child who had a great-grandparent. But you go back generations before that, even if there were grandparents before the Holocaust, great-grandparents who lived that long to see great-grandchildren. I remember there was a bar mitzvah a while back in Manchester where the person, the grandfather boy spoke, and he says from the doors that he remembers, he is the first one to be at a grandchild's bar mitzvah, from the doors back that he remembers. But people lived much shorter. And today we see people living, seeing four generations after them, five generations after them. It's common today, great-grandchildren, very common. And even great-great-grandchildren. Rebbe Yashav, Shlava Refuah Shleima, he has seen even great-great-great-grandchildren. So the Rebbein Shlom Gleib Chai Yisrael Litvicha. And what do you pay back? Four or five. People see four generations. People see back five generations now. Pasuk says, at the end of the parasha, talks about the regolim, Perikov Gimel Pasuk Tazayin, V'chag Ha'osif Tukufas Hashona. It describes Sukkot as Chag Ha'osif, the festival of gathering. Why here in this parasha is it not called Sukkot like we see in other places in the Torah? So it's a fascinating pshat. Is, I imagine most of you have heard the famous vort from the Vilna Gaon of why we celebrate Sukkot when we do, rather than Pesach. Sukkot is a zecher for Anonei Kovod. And when did the Anonei Kovod arrive? When they came out of Mitzrayim, right after Pesach. So the famous Kash the Torah, Sukkot should be Pesach time, and not when we celebrate Sukkot. So Vilna Gaon's pshat is that when we're celebrating the Anonei Kovod, it's not the time when we receive them the first time. There were many miracles back then that Klai Yisrael had in the Midbar. There was Ammon, a be'er, and we don't have a zecher for everything. So the Anonei Kovod, there was also no zecher. But what happened? Klal Yisrael lost the Anonei Kovod. And when they built the Mishkan, and the Anonei Kovod came back again, that was Sukkot's time the Anonei Kovod returned. So we have a zecher for the return of the Anonei Kovod, which could be, and then of course that needs a pshat, why the return, more than the original time. Again, the pshat could be, the Rebbe Yishmael wants to show how much he loves it when a person makes a mistake and you go and you do tshuv on that mistake. You fix up what you did wrong. So Rebbe Yishmael made a yontov to celebrate that Anonei Kovod where he gave back those Anonei Kovod. So it comes out that this week's parasha is before the Egel, before they lost their Anonei Kovod. Before they lost their Anonei Kovod, there was no zecher for their Anonei Kovod. The zecher for their Anonei Kovod is the coming back, not for the first time they had them. So at this stage, they had not yet lost them. So there was Sukkot was not for the Anonei Kovod. What was the Yontov of Sukkot? Chag Ha'osif. It was a festival. It was Thanksgiving. It was thanking the Rabbein Yishlon for the harvest that they're having then. And therefore, it doesn't mention Chag HaSukkot, that Yontov, as a zecher for the Anonei Kovod. That the Sukkot, as you learned in the Masechta, what you have the Sukkot for is a zecher for the Anonei Kovod. That part of it hadn't happened yet. Shabbos.